The Institute for Human Services, headquartered in downtown Honolulu, was asked by Oahu North Shore community leaders to develop a strategy to address homelessness without establishing emergency shelters. Kanui Bell is the Director of Clinical Program Development and Training for IHS.
The project area basically extends from Wahewa out towards Mokulei'a Point and then across to Turtle Bay Kuilima Estates. We got about 13% of our families and about 24% of our children being below the poverty line in that area.
Competition for rental housing in the area contributes to homelessness. Wahiawa is the home of the 25th Infantry Division, and Waialua and Haleiwa are gateways to North Shore surfing areas. IHS Executive Director Connie Mitchell says the strategy was to establish a resource fair every Wednesday at the Waialua Community Center.
Food is a big draw, and so we had the food bank come, and they would be distributing food on that day, but we also very strategically had our housing specialists, mental health services, substance abuse services, medical treatment, and VA services, and so with us all gathering together, we began to see a lot of people come out.
But many of the homeless are hidden, living in squatter camps on agricultural lands formerly used to grow sugarcane and pineapple. Bell says these areas can be dangerous for outreach workers or others unfamiliar with the area.
A pretty big Asian Pacific Native Hawaiian population overall. Not a whole mess of families in Wahewa particularly. What we have found now is that most of the folks that are in encampments do have dogs. They're very large dogs. I think pit bulls. Also, you have folks that are worried about the effects of supervision, especially when you're doing things that you're not supposed to be doing.
Weapons and traps have also been reported in the area. The city and county of Honolulu provided IHS with a $750,000 grant in October 2014. IHS exceeded the community's goal and provided 51 households, 126 people, with housing assistance, of which 90% continued to be housed. Mitchell says the North Shore Homeless Project provides lessons going forward.
Having staff that came from the area, really engaging the community support through the neighborhood board and the Honolulu Police Department there, but just really having key stakeholders really support it and want it. And that partnership is key, I think, you know, to the success of the program.
The IHS is currently implementing Oahu's Housing First initiative and is midway through a study to measure its effectiveness from homeless outreach, intake, to supportive services. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.